Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Rob, we've had an interesting, I thought we've had a very interesting show today. And the reason I say that, it sort of speaks to, in many cases, the complexity of the things you have to consider in retirement, from the legacy bucket to the income bucket, and then everything in between, health and growth. And, you know, I raise that because there's so many people that we see that move into retirement, but things don't necessarily change in terms of their wealth or in their investment mm-hmm. strategy, which is interesting, because ask yourself the question, you know, as you move into retirement, does your life change? Think about how it would be different if you're not there yet, or what, you know, your perception of what it's going to be versus during your working life. Mm-hmm. Okay. I can tell you, you know, we've been doing this for 20 years. It changes. So if life is going to change or does change when you move into retirement, and your overall investment and or broader wealth strategy hasn't changed, I'm going to suggest you're doing something wrong.
I would definitely agree with you. Yeah. And I think it's an interesting point on change, because people look forward to the change of retirement, spending more time with family, traveling, doing those things.
Yeah.
So they're looking forward to a change.
Right.
But are sometimes unwilling,
right,
or maybe uneducated as to the true roadblocks if you don't change your investment strategy to match those changes in your lifestyle.
Yeah, and you know, let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, one of the big and often most obvious changes that people will immediately feel is they've lost a paycheck. They, you know, where'd my monthly paycheck go?
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah, and that has a really profound effect on people. But let's just deal with the change, right? Okay, no more paycheck. So now I have to create my own paycheck, right? Now, some of that could be created through public pensions. Some, for the fortunate few now, might be augmented with a private pension on top of that. And then there's most of us that will be relying on savings. Right. And you have to build a paycheck, a pension plan for yourself, right? Well, that doesn't sound to me like my goal when I was 40 and I was investing just for growth.
Right.
Right? Growth and income, two very different things, aren't they?
Well, it's a very simplistic structure. We mm-hmm. talk about structure a lot. Growth, right? Mm-hmm. You can just be invested in the market and that's it, and grow and that's it.
Right.
When you switch and you're invested in the market and we get a downturn or we get volatility.
Right.
Is that going to affect your income solution?
And see, I think you make an excellent point. So when you were 40, just go back there and you're thinking to yourself, great, the market's turned down. It's scary. Okay. But the right thing to do is just keep adding more money, buying at the lows, and over time, the averages work out. Okay. That's cool. That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. But you just raised something really important. But what if I'm no longer adding to my portfolio? I actually have to take from it, withdraw to support my lifestyle. Well, hang on a second. If the market is down and I'm not buying at the lows, I'm selling at the lows. Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big change. All of a sudden, that capital that would otherwise stay in the market and recover and or average down on prices because you're adding new money actually is a permanent loss of capital.
Yeah. I'm going to throw out another myth too, and something that we see a lot is people designing their lifestyle off of what their current portfolio income is receiving.
Go deeper on that.
Well, that can be tied to a lot of volatile assets as well.
Yep.
Right? So why did you work so hard in growing your portfolio to be dictated in volatile income?
Right.
Right. There should be a structure, right? And the other myth of you need a certain allocation of bonds to equities, 60-40, should be probably more determined by your lifestyle needs, not some hypothetical solution.
Yeah. That's a good point too, right? We talk lots about rules of thumb in retirement. You're talking about the asset allocation. Just as you age, you should get more conservative, mm-hmm. right? Well, as a rule of thumb, you would say generally that's correct, but it certainly doesn't speak to the unique circumstances of any particular family. For instance, if you've got pensions that cover all of your required day-to-day living costs, and you've got savings aside from that, ask yourself the question, what's that money for? If the answer to that question is really for estate purposes, well, okay. Now my timeline, if I'm 70 years old, is not 10 or 15 years. It might be 50 years. Mm-hmm. And your investment strategy might be different because of that, right? So you bring up another good point. I think people really have to be very careful about applying general rules of thumb to the specific circumstances that they face, right? Things just got more complicated when you got retired, or when you retire, right? And that's why we've talked about these four buckets. You need to think about, where am I getting my income from and how stable is it? And that's not just stocks and bonds, right? There's lots of families that have closely held businesses. Some people have real estate investments. Okay. There's other things other than just publicly traded stocks and bonds, but where do those assets fit? And that's the thing. When you look at your total wealth strategy, let's now take a look at what we own, respectfully, right? Deconstruct what we built while we were in growth phase, and reconstruct those assets in a way that supports your, you know, this new phase of mm-hmm. life that we call retirement. Because a real estate asset that you might have owned for growth purposes, okay, might in fact be reallocated into an income bucket, as long as you're comfortable with the stability of the income that comes from that, right?
Yeah.
And so this reallocation and rethinking of it, which is why I said at the top of this segment, if you haven't changed your wealth and investment strategy and you've moved into a different stage of life, you're probably doing something wrong. And you just don't want to get caught on the wrong side of a major mistake.
Well, let's put the responsibility of your own pension or income solutions has been put a lot on individuals now, with there's a lot less defined benefit pension plans. And maybe we can touch on that for a quick second.
Yep.
Because a defined benefit plan is providing you income without your knowledge of what's happening behind the scenes.
Right.
So now if you have to develop that on your own, that's a scary situation, because these pension plans have a substantial amount of assets, a substantial amount of power and expertise in putting that together for you.
Right. And yeah, and I think that's actually a really interesting point, because when you think about a pension, CPP, nobody thinks about what it's invested in. Nobody thinks about the day-to-day volatility, right? Mm-hmm. They're just getting a payment. The beautiful thing about the public markets is you have daily liquidity. The terrible thing about the public markets is you have daily liquidity and you see it priced mark to market every single day, right? And so if you're sensitive to volatility, okay, and all your eggs are in one basket, and whether you are withdrawing because you need the income to support your lifestyle, or you're selling because you don't have a paycheck anymore and you're more sensitive to the moves down, both of those result in permanent losses of capital if you're not very, very careful how you're handling. So how do you overcome that? Change your investment approach to meet the new objectives. Have multiple approaches, one for income, one for growth. If you need something for health, great. And if you're planning for legacy, that can be something different altogether. Okay, listen, we got to make sense of all this because it's complicated, right? You've just moved into the most complicated period of your life when you go into retirement, certainly from a financial perspective. And that's going to be our sole focus at our upcoming seminars.
You got it. We're going to be holding next one in Calgary, Tuesday, March 5th. This will be at 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Alternatively, you can join us in Lethbridge, Tuesday, March 19th, 7 p.m. in person at the Sandman Signature Hotel. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you all there and answering all of the questions that you may have with respect to this very unique and interesting and complicated time of life we call retirement. On behalf of Rob, myself, and the rest of the production crew, I want to thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.